everyone. Welcome and welcome back to the Letters and Layers podcast, where I talk about all things mental health, wellness, life lessons, streams of consciousness, books I'm loving, and everything in between. This is your host, as always, Amaka. It is Thursday, April 24th, when I'm recording, just around almost noon, Central Time. And I am recording a little bit early because as soon as I finish, I'm gonna get a quick bite to eat and I will be on my way to the airport. So when this posts, I'll actually be back, but I'm on my way to visit a friend of mine who had a baby a couple months ago and lives in Portland, Oregon. So I'm very excited to go out of town for a few days. I feel like I've been going kind of nonstop since I came back from Portugal in January. I really haven't had a break from work, and I really need this weekend. My trip to California in March was supposed to be a mini break, but if you listen to the Healing Trauma with Exposure Therapy episode, you'll know what happened. So that wasn't really a break. So I am just really excited to see my friend. I'm excited to meet her baby. I'm excited to see her husband, who's a friend of mine too. I'm excited to go to Portland. I have never been to Portland before, so this is an entirely new experience, and I'm happy to be putting a pin in a new place on my ongoing travel journey. Portland looks to be about the same as far as weather here in Chicago, which is getting warmer. We are squarely in the 60s today. I think we'll be approaching the 70s. So the weather is getting warmer. People are out landscaping their lawns. Things just feel brighter and lighter. We're opening our windows in the apartment. The sunlight is flooding in. Things are waking up and it just feels really good. So yeah, as soon as I finish, I'll eat and I'll head out, and I'm looking forward to the weekend. The next few weeks will be pretty busy too. Some more traveling in May. I have a wedding coming up, family's coming into town. So there's a lot going on, but good things, exciting things, fun things. And I'm just welcoming it all and looking forward to having a really good time and enjoying some fabulous weather. So yeah, I think I'm going to dive right in. As you can see from the title of this episode, we're going to talk more wellness, specifically around food and food choices that I've made more recently and the changes that I've seen. I've talked a little bit about my faith and relationship with God. It has evolved over the years, getting older, kind of developing my own connection and defining what that looks like and means for me as an individual, separate from my upbringing, separate from the church that I grew up in and everything. A lot has changed. I did not grow up Catholic, but I sometimes observe Lent. I don't do it out of obligation or feeling a sense of duty. I do it when I feel moved to. So some years I may observe it, some years I might not. So this year I felt moved to observe Lent and I decided to give up sweets and sugar. I think the start of Lent came at a pretty opportune time for me because, to be quite honest, I was feeling a bit out of control with my eating habits. You know, I was just kind of eating whatever, drinking whatever. I don't drink alcohol regularly, but I think I was maybe consuming more alcohol than I would have liked. and just a lot of sugar. And, you know, the more sugar you eat, the more you want to eat it. I felt like I really needed a reset. I had also gone on the scale, and the number I saw scared the shit out of me. So I was like, something has got to give. So I was like, you know what? I am going to recommit to healthier eating and physical activity, getting recommitted to walking, getting minimum 7-8K steps a day. I don't know if I mentioned that I was doing a 10K steps a day challenge. I started it in March, and I was pretty consistent for like the first 2 weeks, and then things got really busy and I started to not do it every day. But honestly, I am still working on finishing it. I wanted to do 10K steps a day for 30 days. And I started this in March and we're almost at the end of the month, but I'm still going to get those 30 days in. And I technically did not say consecutively, but don't mind me. I am going to finish. And I think I have like 4 more days where I have to get 10K steps. Doing this step challenge and observing Lent by way of cutting out sweets and sugar was my way of kind of just recalibrating things, setting my sights back onto connecting with God and getting my health and fitness in check. So I was kind of going ham on the sweets. I love marshmallows. I was eating marshmallows, particularly when I got my bottom row of braces in and I really couldn't eat much stuff. So I bought marshmallows and I was just snacking on those. My husband and I love to take Costco trips and, you know, he would get the chocolate chip cookies, which if you've had them, you know that those things are addicting. I would just be eating and not really care. A lot of sauces, a lot of, you know, because condiments have sugar in them too. A lot of things have hidden sugar if you're not careful. A lot of bread, cereal, rice, meat, dairy, like all the things. Like I really had no guardrails for a while. So yeah, I got on the scale and I was like, no, this can't be. We can't continue like this. With Lent just coming around the corner, I was like, you know what? This is a really good opportunity to just course correct. So I gave up sweets for Lent. So all the cookies and cakes, muffins, ice cream, chocolate, marshmallows, everything. I was like, no more. And I stuck to it. I stuck to it. It was probably the hardest the first week. And it's always the hardest for me on the weekends because I try to be a little bit more controlled with my food during the week. But, you know, when you finish your work week and you're free and you kind of are in like a little bit of a celebratory mood, you might just kind of eat whatever. And I often succumb to that feeling. And then it's kind of just a snowball effect through the weekend. And then you'll start Monday not feeling your best and you're trying to like fix things. So another reason why I wanted to embark on this journey using Lent as a motivator was to kind of break out of that cycle of, you know, quote unquote, healthier eating during the week and then just doing whatever on the weekend, because it felt very cyclical for me and I needed something to kind of help me break out of that. So yeah, the first couple of weekends during Lent were tough, but I found a groove. I found healthy alternatives to kind of control wanting to eat anything sweet. I was roasting a lot of sweet potatoes and sprinkling them with cinnamon. I was baking a lot of apples, like slicing them really thin and sprinkling cinnamon on those too. Those helped a lot. I bought like coconut whipped cream to snack on every once in a while instead of like full fat, full sugar or ice cream or anything like that. So options like that really helped a lot. And just prioritizing fiber too, honestly. I've found for me, and I think a lot of people can relate to this too, when you start your day with protein and fiber, you're starting your day regulating, keeping your blood sugar regulated, and you're not spiking it and crashing. So you're not craving carbs and sweets all day the way you would if you started your day with like cereal and milk or muffins or bagels or pancakes. Because you might feel full for like a quick second, but then an hour later, you're like, I just had a 3-stack of pancakes. Why is my stomach growling? Why am I hungry? So I definitely use that as a tool, specifically fiber. If I were to kind of put the macronutrients in a hierarchy for me to that helped me keep this going, it would definitely be fiber, protein, then carbs. And when I say carbs, I mean like complex carbs, you know, like vegetables and fruits and legumes, beans, things like that. Because I saw that when I did that, I didn't crave the sweet stuff. In fact, thinking about sweets was almost like a turnoff if I did things correctly. So that really helped me through the Lenten season. And throughout that time, I was also getting active. You know, it was still cold outside, but, you know, I was walking outside when I could, and we have a treadmill. So that really helped with my 10K steps a day challenge, you know, which I'm still working on finishing. Just have a few days left. So all that said, over the Lenten season, I dropped about 8 pounds, which I'm very happy about that progress. But one thing I realized with the changes I made is that even though I had cut out a significant amount of sugar with the sweets, I hadn't cut out all sugar, because I felt like even with the progress I made, I feel like I could have gotten further along just based off of my history, you know, weight loss journeys that I've gone on in the past. I feel like I would have lost more weight by now. Maybe part of it is because I'm a little bit older. I don't know. But when Lent was over, I reevaluated things and I was like, what do I want to do differently this time? So the main objective for Lent was to cut out sweets. And as a result, I cut out a ton of sugar. But something that I am now doing to kind of further clean up my diet is cut out as much added sugar as possible. So this is definitely more difficult, but since doing this over the past couple of weeks, I've come down a couple more pounds, and I think this is something that I'm going to continue for as long as I can, like indefinitely. It's not something that I'll be able to, like, I won't be able to stay on the straight and narrow, like, every day, all day, every day. You know, there are holidays, there are family events, there are gatherings, things like that. Like, I don't want to be so strict. Like, I want to enjoy myself, but where I am right now, I really just want to keep the momentum going. So I had to, with that change that I wanted to make, I had to really start looking at nutrition labels. And during Lent, I wasn't eating sweets, sweetbreads, like anything. But I was drinking this non-dairy protein shake that I really love. I love it so much. It's called OWN. It stands for Only What You Need. And I buy it almost every week. I stopped though, so we'll talk about that. I drank it, and I think it was a little bit of a crutch for me during Lent so that I wouldn't like binge on like super sweet foods. But it did the job. It kept, and also too, it has 5 grams of fiber in each protein shake, which really helped with keeping me full along with fiber from foods. So in kind of thinking that maybe I would have been further along, I started to interrogate, okay, I've cut out a large chunk of sugar and empty calories, but what could I possibly do even more to accelerate progress? And I was like, you know what? I think I'm gonna stop the protein shakes for a while. So it's been 2 weeks since I stopped the protein shakes. Another thing that I stopped were these sweet and spicy pickles from Costco that my husband and I buy. Those things are so good. And I think I was using them as a crutch too during Lent. Because you're like, oh, it's pickles. Like, it's not going to really make a difference. When I started looking at the nutrition labels of these things, I was like, wow. I was probably taking in, I don't know, anywhere from 10 to 20 grams of sugar a day, hidden sugar, that I wasn't aware of. Because one protein shake had 4 grams of added sugar in it. Just a couple of pickles, like I would say 3 to 4 slices of pickles in that jar of the Famous Dave sweet and spicy pickles had like 5 grams of sugar. And sometimes I would take like a little bowl of the pickles because they're so good. They're so good. That's a jar because my husband bought them from Costco last week. There's a jar sitting on the counter right now and I'm just not eating them. Thankfully, they'll be good for a while. So I'll probably open it at some point, but I started looking at these nutrition labels and I was like, I did a good job with cutting out like a lot of sugar with Lent, but I was still taking in sugar that I wasn't aware of from the protein shakes, from the pickles, even the pickled onions that I add to my salad. Part of the ingredients were sugar, you know, to kind of sweeten it a bit. And I was like, these little things can't possibly be making this much of a difference, can they? But I was like, let me just do a quick experiment. Let me just cut these things out. Maybe, you know, the worst comes to worst, nothing changes and I can just eat them again, you know? So I cut out the protein shakes. I cut out the sweet pickles. I cut out the coconut cream whipped cream that I was using as a replacement because, you know, when you're spraying whipped cream in a bowl or whatever, it's so light and you don't really think about the sugar content. But I was probably ingesting another 10 to 15 grams of sugar just with that because I would eat that with my apple chips that I baked or the roasted sweet potato that I baked. So there were there was sugar that I was ingesting that I didn't really pay attention to. So I've been a lot more cognizant about that. It's crazy how much things you don't think should have sugar in them have sugar in them. Like dips and sauces, ketchup, barbecue sauce, bread, like so many things. You really have to look at the labels. So yeah, cut out the shakes. I cut out the pickles. I even cut out the pickled onions that I put in my salad. And I do miss them a little bit, but I just want to take a break. And the changes that I've seen over the past couple of weeks with my body, I'm just like, I can't believe. First of all, I hate that my body's so sensitive to the littlest bit of sugar. Sometimes you just want to eat whatever you want. But when I cut everything out, the bloating that I would feel on a semi-regular basis just went away. As a general goal of mine, I'd like to lose another 15 to 20 pounds, but my midsection is as flat as it can be right now. And it's because I'm not consuming sugar, like of any type. Like I probably, my consumption of sugar as far as grams go nowadays probably doesn't go beyond 5 to 7 grams a day. Because I'm reading the labels on everything. And if there's added sugar, I just don't eat it. So I could probably confidently say I don't eat more than 5 grams of added sugar a day. So my bloating has gone away. I don't retain water the way I did before. My sleep has gotten so much better. And I'm just, my mind is seriously blown because, to be completely transparent, I've been struggling off and on with sleep for, I would say, the last year, year and a half. Like, I'll wake up, I'll go to sleep. Sometimes I'll have a little trouble going to sleep, but I'll eventually fall asleep. And then I'll wake up around like 3, sometimes 2. And then I'll just be up. I'll just be up for like a couple of hours. And then I'll get tired enough to where I'll maybe fall asleep around 4. And then wake up maybe like 6 or 7, depending on when I need to start my day. So I didn't know what was going on. I was like, is it because I'm getting older? Like, my mind went as far as to like, am I starting perimenopause? I don't know. I didn't know what to think because I'm turning 36 this year. I know sometimes depending on, you know, family history and everything, that can start, that when it starts can vary widely. But lo and behold, I stopped the sugar that I was eating, both overt sugar and covert sugar, as far as added sugar goes. And I'm sleeping like a baby. I am, when I lay my head on the pillow, I'm asleep not too long after. And even if I wake up at night now, it's like waking up to see the time and then I go right back to sleep. And I'm just like, if I think about it too hard, I might cry. I don't know. I've just been struggling for a while and I didn't know what to think. I was being more diligent about using like my sleeping mask and I even started using white noise. I thought that I didn't know what was going on. I do take supplements. I try to be consistent with that. I take a multivitamin. I take an omega-3. I take a magnesium and I take a probiotic. So I was like, maybe I'm just not being consistent enough with my supplements. So I was trying to be better with that. And I don't know that I saw much of a difference. But when I tell y'all that my sleep has been, I would say on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being fantastic, like a 9, an 8 to 9 nowadays, I'm just like, wow. So sugar was the reason why I couldn't sleep. Sugar was the reason why I couldn't sleep. Sugar was the reason why I was always bloated. Very often bloated, like my stomach felt distended and not like flat, you know? My bowel movements are regular, like clockwork. This might be TMI, but I think we need to talk more about this stuff because bowel movements are critical to our health and they're a critical indicator to how our body is doing. So because I've cut out not only overt sugar, but added sugar, my bowel movements are regular. I don't even stress. I go to the bathroom. It just, my body does what it does. I don't even have to like strain or anything. And it's like clockwork. It's like clockwork first thing in the morning. So that is because I'm not eating sugar the way I did before. I feel a little bit more calmer. My periods are less painful. I've noticed for a long time that if I eat sugar leading up to my period, my cramps are a lot more intense. Like, usually I don't have to take pain relievers on day one. If I'm being good with how I'm eating, I usually don't have to take pain relievers until like halfway through day two. But when I'm going ham on the sugar and I'm not caring how I'm eating, I have to take pain relievers as soon as my period starts. And those cramps debilitate me when I am just eating whatever. So because I've been diligent about my food choices nowadays, my cramps are lighter. I don't have to take medication until well into day two. And the flow is lighter as well, and I feel like it doesn't last as long. So honestly, I'm just floored. I'm floored. All the benefits I've seen. I'm not bloated. I feel calmer. My periods are lighter, less painful. I'm sleeping like a baby. My digestive system is on track. Like, I'm just like, is it worth it? The sacrifice that I'm making to cut the sugar out and, you know, to enjoy what food has to offer in that way, is it worth it? And I think yes, but at the same time too, I'm not going to deprive myself forever. I have so many fun, happy events coming up where food is going to be a component of it. And I'm not gonna, I think I have enough momentum behind me right now to where I can still make really good food choices when I'm out, when I'm traveling, you know, this, that, and the other, because of how I am so much enjoying the benefits that I'm reaping right now. But I'm still going to enjoy myself. Like, my husband's birthday is in a few weeks. I'm going to have a slice of cake, you know? I have brunch dates planned. Like, I'm going to enjoy myself. But I think I want to just overhaul my relationship to sugar in general. I want my default to be no sugar for as much as I can do it. And then just have sugar on rare occasions, you know? Because how I'm feeling in this moment in my body, like, I wouldn't trade it for anything. I wouldn't trade it for anything. So that's kind of where I am with things, honestly. I'm feeling really good. I'm feeling light in my body. My clothes are looking better. They're fitting better. You know, I just have a pep in my step. And I know this is not easy. It's not easy to cut out sugar. So I think, honestly, if you're considering this, maybe do it how I did it. You don't have to attach it to something. Like, I started because Lent was approaching and I thought this was a good opportunity for me and it worked out well. But if you're like me and you want to see how you'll benefit from consuming less sugar, like, maybe you drink soda. Maybe just cut out the soda. Maybe that's the one thing you do for like a month and then you build some momentum and you feel a little bit more confident. Maybe you cut out your sweet snack at the end of the day. You know, maybe instead of having a bagel or a croissant or a muffin for breakfast or cereal, you have scrambled eggs. Maybe you have yogurt with fruit. You know, I think you get to the point that I'm at right now, not overnight. I'm approaching 8 weeks and kind of doing this. So it's really, I think a step-by-step process is a key to success. If you try and change and overhaul things overnight, the chances of failing and just feeling down on yourself that you couldn't do it are so much more, it's so much more likely to experience that. So I would recommend, if you're like listening to me and you want to try this, just take baby steps. Evaluate how you're eating right now. Assess what your daily eating regimen is, what your food habits are, and see what you feel the most comfortable and confident in cutting out today, you know? And then if it goes anything like it's gone for me, you'll start to feel more confident. And the first couple of weeks will be tough. Like I said, I was looking for things to kind of be a crutch for me. I was using the protein shakes. I was baking the apple chips, which are a sweet and healthy snack. Like, that, I wouldn't even call that a crutch. I would call more so the sweet and spicy pickles and the protein shakes and the coconut whipped cream a crutch for me, because all those have added sugar in it versus the apple chips that are just naturally sweet. And the sweetness comes out a little bit more because you're kind of dehydrating them in the oven and they get crispy. So I wouldn't even consider the apple chips a crutch. I wouldn't consider the roasted sweet potatoes a crutch. But anything with added sugar, for me, looking back, I considered a crutch. And kind of recommitting to this journey of having my default be no added sugar prompted me to, you know, really look at things more intentionally, you know, reading nutrition labels and seeing that the first or second or even third ingredient is sugar. Like, I had to put it back on the shelf, and it's done wonders for me. So yeah, I think I'll end the podcast here. I hope this episode helped. I'm continuing on this journey for as long as I can. I'd really like to keep this going through the end of the year, but I'm not going to put too much pressure on myself, literally one day at a time. Like, I'm about to go out of town, and things are always a little bit more difficult when I'm traveling, but I feel confident that I'll still make the best choices possible, and I'm going to prioritize staying active too. So I think that's going to help a lot. But yeah, I really hope this episode helped. If you have any questions about what I shared, feel free to email me, contact@theLettersAndLayers.com. I have an Instagram for the podcast @theLettersAndLayersPod. That handle will be in the description as well. Yeah, please rate or review on your preferred listening platform. Share, recommend to folks who you think will enjoy this episode or any other past episodes. Also too, I want to mention, if you've listened to this point, thank you so much. I'm going to share on the next couple of episodes too that I'm going to be taking an extended break over the summer. Usually I take July off because that's my birthday month, but I'm also going to take part of June off as well. So this episode will publish on May 1st. I have a special episode coming for May 15th. I interviewed Nikia Hargrove, who is the author of Mama. And we had a fantastic conversation around how she adopted her half-brother, her history with her mom who struggled with substance use, and just such a great conversation with her. So that's coming on May 15th. And then one more episode will come on June 1st. And then I will come back on August 1st. So I'm taking an extended trip. Excuse me. I'm taking an extended break. So there won't be a June 15th, July 1st, or July 15th episode. But I think I need it, guys. Like, the first quarter of this year kicked my butt. It did. And as much as I love this podcast, I just need to kind of take a step back just for a little while, just a little while longer. It's not really much different than what I normally do, but I think it'll be really great for me to just get some behind the scenes work done, not really having to worry too much about recording and editing and posting just for a little while. But we're going to come back swinging on August 1st because it'll only be a month until our 4-year anniversary, which I can't even believe I'm saying. And we are still counting down to our 100th episode. So again, thank you guys so much. I appreciate the support. And I will talk to you guys in the next episode. Bye.